Class 5, Subject Science, Topic the Human Body. Children, today we are going to start with a new topic, which is the human body, on page 30. All living beings, including human beings, have definite organs and systems to carry out various functions. Now, what are called organs? The lungs, heart, kidneys and brain are called organs. These organs work within different systems of the body. There are also the organs of sense or the sense organs. There are 5 sense organs. They are eyes, ears, nose, skin and tongue. Now children, we will learn about the different systems working together which make our body an efficient machine. First, we will learn about the skeletal system. Now, what is known as skeleton? The skeleton is the framework of the body that supports the body, protects internal organs and gives the body shape and strength. The skeleton is made up of 206 bones of different shapes and sizes. The bones in the body are hard, but they are full of tiny holes. These holes allow the nerves and blood vessels to enter the bones. The bones of the body are filled with a soft, fatty substance called the bone marrow. All the blood cells in the body are manufactured here. The red blood cells carry oxygen to different parts of the body and the white blood cells fight infection. Children, now we will learn about the different parts of the skeleton. For this, you may refer to page number 31. First is the skull. The skull is made up of 8 flat bones that are interlocked together. They enclose the delicate brain inside and protect it from outer physical injury or shocks. Next is the jaws. The upper jaw is the part of the skull. Only the lower jaw can move. This enables all animals to chew food and the humans to talk and chew food. Next is the backbone or spine. The skull rests on the backbone, which forms the main axis of the skeleton. The backbone is made up of 33 small bones. These are called the vertebrae. These are linked together. The backbone protects the delicate spinal cord. Next is the ribs. Now, what are called ribs? The rib cage is formed by 12 pairs of long curved bones called the ribs. All the 12 pairs of ribs are joined at the back to the backbone, and the first 10 pairs are joined in front to the breastbone. The last 2 pairs of ribs are free at the front end and are called the floating ribs. Organs like the heart and the lungs are placed inside this cage. Next is the limbs. Our body has 2 pairs of limbs, that is, a pair of forelimbs or arms and a pair of hind limbs or legs. The bones of the arms are joined to the spine by the shoulder girdle and the collarbone. The longest bone in the human body is the thigh bone or femur. The ankles and toes contain many small bones. Now children, let us learn about joints. For this, you may refer to page number 32. What is called a joint? When 2 separate bones join at a point, it is called a joint.